My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The flagship station for New York Yankees baseball. WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN HD1 New York, an Odyssey sports station.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
Tough studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Monday morning. On Friday, I really did believe that this game was going to be a toss-up between the Vikings and the Giants. I ended up picking the Vikings, but I wasn't confident about it, even though I felt like gloating and retweeting the fact I was the only one here at WFN who picked the Vikings. But I thought this game was a game between two teams that would probably win 6 or 7 games. They were lucky, maybe 8 games this season. It would be like a 28-25 type of football game where both offenses would be relatively confident against secondaries that weren't great. Instead, what you got was a putrid offensive performance by the Giants that we haven't seen since, I don't know, every single year. How about last year, week 1, when they got shut out? I mean, to come out and have that first drive and look completely lost and then get worse from there? You get that turnover, have an opportunity to score right off the bat. Dexter Lawrence sacking Sam Darnold early in the game. There's some momentum there defensively to get 3 points. Then for the rest of the game, only get 3 more points. Daniel Jones coming off an ACL is something that we have to talk about. But the problem is that he doesn't have the benefit of the doubt anymore. We've seen him for 5 years previous to this. And this is not some sort of crazy hot take thing this morning. But like, you could think about in week 2 going to Drew Lock. You really could, with him coming off that ACL and being as bad as he's been. It's not nuts to think about going to Drew Lock already, because that was that bad yesterday, 28-6 to a Minnesota Vikings team that isn't expected to be any good. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, well, I'm better than Daniel Jones this morning, I can tell you that. And I'm also, like, you know, quite perky. I feel good. Yeah, I got a lot of sleep last night. And it was a great day yesterday for me. And I just want to say, before we start, a big thank you to James Brown and everybody over there at the NFL today, Drew Kalisky, They opened the show. They said a lot of nice things about me and Phil. I heard it. I saw it. And I do really appreciate it. And it really meant something to me that that they did remember us. And that was great. That was
and
great.
They did in the middle of the show, too, again.
Yeah, I know. It was really, I mean.
I didn't see the beginning, but I saw the middle. And it was just like, and there's also two guys. Like, they ended saying, and those are two guys that are really important. And then JB was like, and there was also two guys that were very important to us. And yeah. Phil and Boomer. I was like, what? That's like, that seemed odd, but it was nice.
Yeah, yeah. It was good. It was all great. And, I can't speak for Phil. But I can only say that, I've had conversations with JB, texting back and forth with JB over the last 3 months. And, he really is sincere and he's authentic and he's genuine. And that's why we all loved working together. That was a family when we were there. It's still a family now. It's just, it will take a while for people to get used to new voices. Just like you have to get used to Tom Brady. Just like when Craig Carton and I took over for Imus. I've been on the other side of it, so it takes a while and everybody will be happy. Everybody will be, will move on. And I had a great Sunday. That's good. All I can tell you. Good. I had an absolutely great Sunday. I did watch football with, although my granddaughter wasn't really all that excited about it. But certainly enjoyed watching and listening to Tom Brady and watching the Cowboys just absolutely drill the Browns. But anyway, to get back to Daniel Jones, that's all I can tell you. And maybe it is the ACL. We could talk about a lot of things, but unfortunately for him, he's 1-8 in his 1-7 in his last 8 games. He's only got 2 touchdown passes in those 8 games. The interceptions are killers, man. And there once was a word that was used, and I'd like to bring back this word. I don't know if you know what the word is that I'm going to bring back, but we haven't heard it in a while. And we first heard it back in 2007. We heard it again a few years ago, and then it's kindly gone by the wayside. I want to bring it back. Do you know what that word is?
I do not, no.
Eddie or Al, would you have an idea of the word that I'm thinking about?
Skittish.
Yes, thank you very much. Daniel Jones is skittish and nervous, worried. I don't know if it's the knee. I don't know if it's just who he is as a player. And it was cringe watching it yesterday. It was hard to watch it. And I felt bad for him. Again, you and I, we've met him. We know him. We like him. But you cannot turn the ball over. And I'm telling you, Brian Daboll's head was going to explode yesterday. I don't know if people can see it or feel it or if they can tell it when they're watching. I certainly can.
He's calling the plays now, though, man. He's had every opportunity to not have Daniel Jones start the season.
Oh, okay, timeout.
I know that, but
he's making $41 million a year.
Right, the contract that regime gave him.
They did after he beat your Vikings. And I don't know, you're not gloating this morning, by the way.
I really don't care. For everybody who thinks this, I'd rather have the Giants win this morning and give us a little bit of juice than have to sit here, because I don't think the Vikings are going anywhere. It would have been better for me personally as a 42-year-old adult if the Giants would have won yesterday than the football team I rooted for as a child.
The interceptions are the things that are really concerning. That's the first thing. The second thing is the inaccuracy and the poor throws. And, that could be because of, worrying about the knee injury, overcoming all of that. I don't know. I don't want to make any excuses. You can't watch this, and Brian Daboll can't watch this continue. I mean, I would think really, really, really short leash. And this on top of all of the things that have gone on over the last year with Brian Daboll and Daniel Jones and this offseason hard knocks situation where they were legitimately trying to trade up into the top 3. So it is an ugly, really, really bad situation for the Giants, and it couldn't have gone any worse than what we saw yesterday. And unfortunately, knowing the position, playing the position, and understanding the pressure on the position, this young man is probably at the depths of his career right now at this moment. I don't know if it can get any worse, but I do know
this. Oh, it can. Oh, it can get worse.
Well, the only way it's going to get worse is because of the injury clause in his contract. And if he goes out and craps the bed next week against Washington.
Yeah, and he normally has not throughout his career. That's the one team that he can beat. But this is why I really believe this. And I have to keep prefacing by saying I really believe it, because the world of sports talk and sports entertainment shows, there's a lot of guys that say stuff to get reaction. I'm not doing that for that reason. And I'm not some knee-jerk thing. I really believe. Like, what? I want to go into Joe Shane and Brian Daboll and John Mara's office. Or what's the point of this season for you guys? Really? What's the point of it? Because if you want to save it, then you should seriously consider making a move now to Drew Lock. And here's the reason why.
Not a great alternative.
Let me explain this.
And just go to Tommy DeVito.
Yeah, and I maybe end up going there too. And I'm not saying that Drew Lock is some sort of hero, but here's something that he is. And he's proven to this point in his career, he's got so much more energy than Daniel Jones has. And you don't have to worry about ruining Daniel Jones. Like one of these things, well, if we bench him, we're never going to get him back. He's already gone. He's already done. And he's not ready to play off of that injury as well. That's clear. He stinks to begin with. He stinks out loud when he has to deal with a rehab and an injury like this. So to me, it's like, what's the point of this season? You just want to sit here and die and have nobody pay attention to you again and maybe limp to a season where there's another regime change? Is that what you want? Or do you want to try to salvage something? Because you already lost one of these two games we said you had to win if you had any shot of being relevant this year. And now you got another one on the road next week. And we'll talk about the Commanders and Jaden Daniels. Very weird, in my opinion, debut for him. There's a lot of different stuff in there. Just confusing, actually.
Well,
very confusing.
It was kind of like Anthony Richardson in the Colts yesterday.
Just confusing.
Thing, yes.
But anyway, so Drew Lock at the very least, will provide some energy and something different for a franchise that just has always seems to die quicker than anybody else. Like, the Giants are so good at dying quick in these seasons. Like, just think about last year. We're having the same conversation the Monday after week one that we're having here. But at least that was to the Dallas Cowboys, who always beat the Giants. This is to Sam Darnold and a Minnesota Vikings team that's picked by everybody to be fourth in their own division.
They still may be. You never know.
Come into MetLife Stadium and beat the brakes off the Giants.
Right. And no,
crazy.
And no offense and no competitive juice or fire that you were talking about.
And the defense was terrible, too.
They were. But we also knew that their secondary was going to be average. There wasn't a lot of pass rush pressure on Sam Darnold early in this game, but there was a turnover, and that turnover should have been the momentum builder. There are a couple of really bad penalties on the defense that came at the wrong time that gave first downs to a Minnesota team that should have punted. That's the other part that just goes to show you that's your new defensive coordinator trying to figure everybody out. I will say that the first month of the season, folks, is preseason. That's what this has turned out to be. These players haven't played together. These coaches haven't coached them in these high anxiety situations. And there are going to be a lot of teams that look bad in the first 4 weeks of the season. It's just unfortunate that, to me now, the onus now goes back to Brian Daboll. And he's got to make a really, really, it's not really that tough. I mean, I was in a situation like this myself personally in Arizona my first year there. Under Jim Fossil, a new offense coordinator, under a new head coach, and we were running an offense where we were awful. And the first 2 weeks, I mean, the first week wasn't bad. The next 2 weeks were really bad, but I got benched twice in the in weeks 2 and 3, I believe. And if I remember correctly, and I remember going into Vince Tobin, who was our head coach, and I said, "Coach, listen, I've been around for a long time, and I know the mindset of a locker room, and I know what you're trying to build here. You got to do me a favor and you got to do the team a favor. You either have to stick with me and come out and say you're sticking with me, or you have to bench me and you have to put the backup quarterback in." In this case, it was Kent Graham. And the reason I say that, I don't want to be benched. I don't want you to bench me. But every time you bench me at halftime, you take everybody else off the hook, because all anybody wants to talk about is the quarterback situation. That's all they want to talk about. And that's all we end up talking about most of the time here on WFAN. So that was on a Monday. And I think I had just been benched, I think, against New England, I think. And we got our asses kicked. So I go in there Monday and I tell them this story. I come back Wednesday, I find out that I'm benched. So I wasn't happy. I was not happy. Yeah. But oddly enough, we came out the next week against the New Orleans team and beat them. Like, the team looked different.
Mm.
And it looked different because now all of a sudden it was the quarterback for sure, but it's also everybody else realizes that they better up their play, because now they can't hide behind the quarterback controversy. They can't hide behind the quarterback who's not playing well. And it's a true thing. It really is a mental aspect of the game. And like the Giant players right now, like we just torched Daniel Jones for the first 5 minutes of the show. And you went on and I went on and we talked about it. And it's almost like we let the defense off the hook. It's almost like we let the special teams off the hook. Almost like we let the coaches off the hook. At the end of the day, when you have this issue and this problem at quarterback, it just envelops every other part of your football team. So what I want to see is, number one, next week, he gets off to a bad start, get him off the field. Get the other guy in there. If you want to give him another game and then wait and see what happens for game three, I could buy that. But you cannot allow this to continue if you want to stand up in front of your team and you want to be respected by your players. That's what Brian Daboll is.
And then every storyline just becomes worse and worse. For example, like you've got Sam Darnold on the other team, a guy who was just kicked out of here, couldn't cut it in New York. He starts off 12 for 12. He's throwing touchdowns all over the place. And then you're thinking Daniel Jones is never going to figure it out. Now, next week, you've got the exact opposite of Daniel Jones in a guy who's selected second overall. He's running around. He's at the beginning of his journey where there's a lot. Even they got the crap kicked out of him yesterday, the Commanders. He's at the beginning of his journey, and people are very excited. He had two rushing touchdowns, put up a bunch of stats yesterday. So, like, everything is going to be compared now to Daniel Jones and the situation, especially when it's within the division, which is what you have next week. So if you have Jaden Daniels go off for two rushing touchdowns, two passing touchdowns, and then the Giants' defense looks the way that it did, and then Daniel Jones is out there putting up 6 points in that offense, and then you got the Browns, Cowboys, Seahawks, Bengals, Eagles after that. See ya! Number one overall pick, Bill Belichick comes in here, and Shador Sanders maybe is your quarterback. That's how quickly it could happen if you don't stop now and seriously consider either yanking him off the field, like you said, in the first quarter if he gets off to a bad start, or just starting Drew Lock at the beginning of the game, like I've said, in week two against the Commanders.
Brian Daboll is smart enough. He's been around a long time. He's been around a lot of bad teams. He's been the offense coordinator for some bad offenses, some good offenses for that matter. He's either got to take hold of this or it's going to go off the rails. I mean, yesterday it went off the rails right at the beginning. I mean, like, we all felt like, oh my God, we're watching the same thing all over again. Mm-hmm. And of course, my Giant fan friends, the texts are coming in left and right. I mean, and these are hardcore Giant fans. They want their quarterback to do well. They want to believe in their quarterback. And I'm just telling you, they are just besides themselves. And the inaccurate throws, the skittishness, the interceptions, the Van Ginkle that results in a touchdown, and then the other interception in the red zone, in the end zone. These are two of the worst things you could do as a quarterback. And it happened again. And it's almost as if I know that what it feels like to be on a bad team and when the fans immediately turn, because you all feel it. You all feel it. Everybody feels it, especially the guy that most of the boos are going for, because he knows. He knows what's going on. He's not stupid.
Well, yeah, especially when he's leaving the stadium and people are screaming at him, "You suck, go home, give me $1 million."
Right, or they're burning
they're
burning his jerseys in a parking lot.
Right.
Which is really sad. I mean, which is really sad. And my heart goes out to him. I want to be somewhat sensitive to the difficulties of coming off of an ACL and how difficult that is for any player. But in this case, it is just you can't allow it to happen if you're Brian Daboll. You just can't.
It also makes it easier, I think, to make a change in the way that you'd be like, hey, he's not ready. Physically, he's not there. We thought he was going to be there. He's not there. He needs a little bit more time. We're going to go with Drew this week. I mean, what do you have to lose? And by the way, you know, going off the rails quick has been a trend here with these Giants head coaches, some of which who got off to good starts. Now, Pat Shurmur did not. But Ben McAdoo got off to a great start. Second year, went off the rails, got fired. Joe Judge got off to a great start. Second year, talked himself out of a job, gone. See you later. Brian Daboll, coach of the year, great start. Last year was sort of, all right, your quarterback got hurt. Your backup got hurt. You had Tommy DeVito and the cutlets and everything else. We'll give you a pass on that year. You've now come out and you are on the precipice of, once again, this is not being dramatic. This is reality. You could be 1-6, 0-7. You really could be. You could be that bad. So what do you have to lose? What do you have
to
lose?
Your job is what you have to lose.
So put in Drew Lock. I'm serious. That guy, and by the way, say what, he sucks, Drew Lock. Don't get me wrong. He's not a great quarterback.
Oh, come on.
But I mean, the one thing he has.
You know, you can't say that they suck. They're in the NFL.
You know what I mean.
I when you compare them to, yes, Patrick Mahomes, yes.
You know, everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Okay, okay.
You know, like it's like someone said when it comes to pro athletes, you know how good you have to be that bad, which I thought was a great
line.
Great line. Yeah. So anyway, but he has energy. If you look to his highlights, he's the guy who's going up and down the sidelines. He's the guy that
Baker Mayfield was doing yesterday.
Right. He's the guy when the songs are playing. He's doing the lyrics and dancing. Like he's everything that Daniel Jones isn't. So just it's perfect. Daniel's not ready. His knee's not. It was really really bad. We're gonna go with Drew this week and see what happens.
No, I don't know if Brian Daboll really got into the face of Daniel Jones yesterday. I mean, it was almost like. I could see how frustrated and how angry and annoyed he was listening to his post-game press conference. Sounds like, you know, he's had enough, but I don't know if they'll pull the trigger this week or not. I'm not really sure. But I think your take on this in terms of, hey, he's not ready. We're going with Drew Lock, and we're going to give Daniel another 4 weeks or whatever to nurse the knee back and get more stable and get more confident. And, you know, when I did get benched in Arizona, by the way, while I understood, maybe talked myself into it, you know, with the coach, and maybe I was giving the coach an out, I was pissed.
Oh, yeah.
I was pissed. And then when I got back in there, that's when I took, you know, we took off. Yeah. So, I mean, there's something to be said about, you know, challenging somebody and making them sit down and essentially embarrassing them, because that's what it feels like. You're embarrassed if you get benched. But then again, when you're benched, if the team starts winning, because of the energy that the other guy is bringing in, there's something to be said about that too. But I also believe that the rest of the players are put on notice. Oh. That no longer can we hide behind crappy quarterback play or crappy offense or turnovers or fumbles. Every coach is looking for exactly what Brian Daboll told Joe Buck last year. I need energy from this position. And if I don't get it, we don't have a chance.
All right, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Let's get right to Jerry with all the stuff from yesterday. And I feel like we've had many, many Mondays like this. What is happening, Jerry?
Giants aren't good. Yeah. We're brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We are also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. So let's get to the sounds of yesterday and the Giant loss to the Vikings, 28-6.
Darnold in a shotgun. Jefferson out left. Jones in motion to the right. Looking for Jefferson. Throws it left. Touchdown, Justin Jefferson. Ran a little in cut on Banks. And scores the touchdown.
Yeah, and that was on 4th and 2. Bob Papa was calling the fan. Popper.
Giants looked like the Montreal Canadiens yesterday.
Yeah, that's an interesting look.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Hopefully we won't see those again.
No, you will. They're scheduled to wear them at least 2 more times.
Oh, are they really? Yeah. I thought it was a one and done. I didn't realize that. Oh, they lose 28-6 in those uniforms. I'm going to save the your Van Ginkle play for next hour. Because that made it 14-3. Now, Sam Darnold started 12 of 12. He finished 19 for 24, 208, 2 touchdowns. Aaron Jones, 94 yards and a touchdown. Here was Brian Daboll, 28-6 at home. Another rough opener.
Obviously not the way we wanted to start. A disappointing game. A lot to clean up. And that's what we'll do.
Okay, so how exactly do you clean it up?
I'm going to go back, watch the tape, see what we can do better. Obviously there's a lot. So that's what we'll do. Starts with me.
So he spoke for approximately 10 minutes. I just kind of listened to him in full. He probably said, he didn't answer a damn question, said, I got to watch the tape 40 times. Why even talk then until you watch the tape? And I understand what he's saying, but
he knows exactly what the hell was going on yesterday.
Yeah,
he's feeling the same thing that he felt at the beginning of last year. He knows. I mean, they added new offensive linemen. They added a top-end wide receiver, and they're getting the same results.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, of course you can. Every question's a welcomed here, Jerry.
How come Brian Burns and Kayvon Thibodeau don't take any of the shrapnel today?
Well, because of the quarterback. That's why. And it's the offense, and it's the quarterback. It's a quarterback-driven league. But by the end of the week, people will be all over Burns and Thibodeau without question, just like they were on Thibodeau last year. And again, this goes back, to the decision-making of Joe Shane now. So you have Joe Shane and Brian Daboll that, you know, have put together a team that looked the way it did yesterday, celebrating the 100th year of the New York Giants and Giant fans leaving by the end of the third quarter and the skull chants happening in the fourth quarter.
Not good. Ugly scene. And I know a few Giant season ticket holders that actually went to yesterday's game. Are like, you know, we sell most of our tickets now, but this is one we figure we go to. Nice weather. They have a chance to win. And there were still a lot of Giant season ticket holders that sold their tickets to yesterday's game. So just imagine what it's going to be as the season goes on.
I mean, they know it. They feel it. And they're not excited at all. And there's really one person on a team that gets a fan base excited. And that happens to be the quarterback. You could talk about Myles Garrett and Micah Parsons all you want, and you could pay them, but it comes back to who's sitting behind center and how productive is that person.
Well, Brian Daboll was asked about Daniel Jones' spot.
Would you consider a quarterback change as you review this game? Yeah, we're gonna watch everything, Pat. No, that's not in my mind.
Here was Jones, understanding the fans being upset.
It's our job to give them something to cheer about and to play well, to execute, and we take that seriously. So, you know, they expect us to play well. We expect to play well. We've got to do that.
He was 20.
20-
Well, I'm well, getting to that.
That. Oh, I, you know, that's Eddie playing that. That's not me saying
right.
that. But I'm just going to say this.
Get out of here.
I mean, that answer is fine. It's non-controversial. And that's not necessarily this. That's part of the problem that Brian Daboll has. He's dealing with a guy that is like saying all the right things. And sooner or later, it's just like, you know, enough's enough.
Well, here he was exiting. I said out to Dow, I don't like playing this, but it is what it is. They had the little walk with the fans when they entered the building. When he left hours after the game was over, there were a few that waited for him.
You stop!
You know what? I know that feeling. I had that same walk in 1995, I'm telling you.
I'm sure you
So
did.
I know exactly how demeaning and how awful that is, but there's one really big difference. He's leaving with a bigger paycheck.
That's true.
Yeah,
that is very true.
A much bigger paycheck.
Here was Dexter Lawrence, not happy with the fans booing.
I don't respect it, honestly. I get it. They want to see their team win. You know, it's just a rough patch. I mean, it just is what it is.
A rough patch.
Yeah.
Rough been patch. A long rough patch.
It certainly has been.
Yeah. I mean, I you know, Dexter's played his ass off. He's earned his money. Nobody likes to be booed, and I don't know necessarily the right answer to that question is probably they have every right to boo. They're the ones that pay our salaries. Probably would have been the right answer. Not, I don't respect it.
Yeah, well, that was no respect across the board. Fans don't respect the team. The team doesn't respect the fans. This is great.
Week one, baby.
Giants in Washington on Sunday. All right, how about this one from Cincinnati yesterday? Patriots leading 7-0. Looked like the Bengals were going to go in and tie it.
Third down and 11 from the 15. Burrow, quick pass over the
Get
middle.
In.
Caught by Tanner Hudson.
Get in.
Loses the football.
My gosh.
Picked up in the end zone by the Patriots. They are running it back to the 10, to the 15.
Yeah, and they would get the ball. Yes.
What happened with the Gesicki touchdown?
They said the ball moved a millimeter.
Because I watched it, and I was on the game, and then I flipped it, you know, after I see Gesicki doing the gritty. I go back and I'm like, they still got no points.
Yeah, that was the very next play, I believe.
The hell
obviously
happened?
Every scoring play is reviewed, and they reviewed that ball came loose, and then when he finally reestablished,
he was out. Right,
he was out of bounds.
Yeah. So 16-10, the Patriots beat the Bengals. Here was Jacoby Brissett with Al's guy Evan Washburn on CBS.
This stadium is stunned. Yep. I'll be honest, I'm a little stunned too. What did we not know about this team that you guys put on display over the course of four quarters?
Our heart, you know what I mean? Y'all don't know the work that we put in through these last couple months.
No, well, it did work yesterday. They got the turnovers. They got the win. Jamar Chase, this is a pattern for us the first couple of weeks of every season, apparently.
I feel like we always start like that. You know what I'm saying? Especially the first game of the year. I feel like we should do better by now.
Well, they're not, and so they lose week one. So a stunning game. I'm sure a lot of people in those knockout pools were knocked out.
So we don't get off to a good start, says the guy who held out all of training.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. Practice. I wonder why that is.
Two turnovers by the Bengals, no turnovers by the Patriots. Jacoby Brissett was not great by any stretch of the imagination, but this was a top 10 defense last year New England had. And even though they traded Matt Judon, this Keon White had a hell of a game yesterday, 2.5 sacks. Hell of a game.
Not bad.
The question is they're still going to have one of the worst the Patriots are still going to have one of the worst offenses in football. And maybe eventually Drake May will find his way on the field. As I heard Al talking this morning, Jacoby Brissett was limping. That guy's always hurt.
Yeah.
Eventually something will happen where Drake May will have to go on the field and end up playing. And hopefully he plays well and doesn't give the job back.
Craziness in Miami. You had Tyreek Hill detained by police right near the stadium. He was handcuffed. They figured it out. Then he goes out. We'll get back to him in a moment. Then he goes out as the Dolphins won and played a part.
Play action, take two, a back to throw. Wants a deep one. Downfield, he's got Tyreek. Tyreek at the 40, 35, 39, down the sideline he goes. Touchdown, Miami.
Yeah, 80 yards. Dolphins radio with the call. That having been said, they needed a 52-yard field goal at the end to wind up beating the Jaguars 20-17 as they came from behind for the win. As for what Hill went through before the game, he was at the podium afterwards and took a glass half full approach about his arrest and what wound up happening.
You know, everybody has bad apples in every situation, you know, so I want to be able to, you know, use this platform, you know, to figure out a way to, like, flip this and, you know, make it a positive on both ends, on my end and then also Miami-Dade, you know, so that way we can team together and, you know, do something positive for the community, because that's what it's all about, bro.
And they did launch an investigation into this, and one cop was placed on administrative leave.
Yeah, so the question is, you know, how fast was he going? And, you know, what was his initial reaction to the police when they pulled him over?
Yeah, we don't know any of that.
That's basically the two things that I want to know.
Yeah, like with the Scottie Scheffler thing, we heard right away what he was accused of and all of that, and then it turned out that most of that was untrue, and then that officer ended up getting suspended shortly after that. So that sort of played out in a way that I kind of expected. This one, I don't have enough information really to have any idea of what. It just seems crazy that he's on his stomach getting handcuffed, though. I gotta have to say that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's the thing that is, like, alarming. I mean, they obviously had to know who he was. They had to know that he was a Miami Dolphin player going to the game.
You know what, though? They didn't know who John Smoltz was in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago.
No, these guys had to know that these are the players who are all going into the player lot. They all know, you know, what they're all driving fancy cars. You know, I think he's probably driving a McLaren or something. Like, you have to, or a Ferrari. You have to know. At least that's what the car looked like to me when I saw it. So I don't know if he was, you know, speeding and driving in and out of traffic to get there. I have no idea. And then you don't know the interaction initially between he and the officer, and then whatever set the officer off. But yeah, you're right. It's startling to see a player face down on the pavement with cuffs on.
For what we know is a traffic violation.
Yeah, but what we don't know is the initial reaction and the discussion between Tyreek and the officer.
Yeah.
That's what we don't know.
The other breaking news before the game started was Dak Prescott getting a 4-year extension, $240 million, $231 guaranteed. Dallas then beat Cleveland 33-17. And this is a get off my back spot. You've had fun with the Jerry Jones clips and me forever. This is Jerry. This is not me when talking about giving Dak this deal.
It's a big commitment to the next 5 years, to our future, if you will. There's a lot of me that thinks I'd hope Dak is our quarterback for the rest of my time.
Wow. That's him saying it.
He talks a lot about dying.
Yeah, I know.
Balls. Amazing.
I don't know if he's referencing dying, owning the team.
Not
maybe
dying.
This will take Dak into retirement, but you could infer it that way.
He said my time.
And by the way, it's an AAV of $60 million a year, the extension. Which is, you know, now sets the bar for Patrick Mahomes to get a new deal. If they don't do it during the middle of this season, they'll do it next year.
How many years are left on his deal right now? Seven?
I think he's probably got 7 or 8, but it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, and good for Dak. I'm happy. I've been an advocate for him and certainly felt like he was going to get this deal done at this number. So that's and to go out and win and beat Cleveland against a good defense like that. Good for him.
Jets Niners tonight. Cubs beat the Yankees 2-1. Mets lost to the Reds 3-1, having that 9-game winning streak come to an end. Mets in Toronto tonight. The Yankees face the Royals.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Let's get to some of the Giants fan reaction this morning after the 28-6 loss to the Minnesota Vikings on opening day, week one, NFL season, 100th season, the 100th jerseys being trotted out there. You had Phil Simms and Eli Manning and LT and all this stuff and this pageantry that was going on. And
man,
then you get to
honoring Phil Simms again?
Yeah.
That guy gets honored more than anybody I know.
Did you see him on the field yesterday with Eli Manning, like banging on a drum or something?
Yeah.
I mean, he was so happy. I had never seen him that happy ever.
No, he was really happy the day before because he and I were together at FanDuel over at
Meadowlands.
The Meadowlands.
See, I didn't see him there.
He loves hanging out with me.
I didn't see him
By the way, I did confirm we are invited to Shea Sims.
Okay, tell me what week.
We'll have to figure that out, and we have to. I'd like to do it maybe one weekend when the Giants are playing on a Sunday, and maybe the Cowboys have a Monday night game or a Thursday game, so Jerry can participate.
Perfect. Okay.
So we'll have to look at the schedule, and Phil's all ready to cook you meatballs.
Great. Let's go to Case in High Point. What's going on, Case?
Happy Monday morning, Eval. Gio, congrats on that dub. Listen, as a Jets fan, I've licked many wounds and I've seen, you know, awful. And then where do we put stock in the over-under of the coach press speak? We have to watch the film. Because that tells me for Dable and these Giants, you're not making any adjustments as it happens. You have to wait until you watch film to understand where
you're taking it literally. Boomer said it best before. Brian Dable knows exactly what happened on that field yesterday.
Yeah.
But what choice does he have? So he either
he's
can
be like Aaron Boone. He's not going to throw his players on the bus.
Would you now? He could, but I don't think that would go over well. But he could have just trashed Daniel Jones. He just decided not to. So I can't sit here, Case, and criticize Rob Saleh for talking too much and talking himself into headlines, and then sitting here and criticize Brian Dable for saying nothing. I mean, he knows how bad it was yesterday. He took responsibility himself. I got to do better. And when he was asked about players, he said, I got to watch the tape, because he did not want to crush the entire team and crush Daniel Jones and then make it worse than it already was.
Yeah, the two interceptions are on Daniel Jones. That's not that you don't have to see tape.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I mean, you know, those are things that he's got to try to clean up sooner or later, or it's going to be too late.
Let's go to Steve on Long Island. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
I think I know why people are not feeling Danny Jones, is because I think Jerry and Al said something this morning. They said that all these guys have generational wealth and they suck. And Daniel Jones held the Giants over a barrel because he knew he had them in a position and forced them to give him this insane contract. And now all these people see this rich dude, and he just sucks. And that's why people are not liking Danny Jones. And it's not going to get any better. He's going to get destroyed.
All right. Let me ask you something, Steve.
But it was also why I think Tommy DeVito was so popular last year, because there was something authentic about Tommy DeVito coming in, being from Jersey, living at home with mom and dad. I mean, it was something really majorly, and he was a very likable character, and he had the energy. Remember how excited he was doing all the Italian stuff and everything else like that? And Daniel's a complete opposite of that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm talking about with Drew Lock, and I don't want to make it seem like Drew. I think that Drew Lock is Joe Burrow. I don't, but he's got way more energy than Daniel Jones. That's the one thing you could say about Drew Lock. He's got a lot of energy. But, yes, the $40 million doesn't help, but that's not the reason why. Zach Wilson wasn't making any money as the Jets quarterback, and everybody hated him because he stunk. It really has – that's part of it, but it's like 5% of it. It's not the main reason why.
And remember, Daniel Jones's contract, in light of all these other contracts that have come down the pipe over the last, you know, year and a half, is actually, believe it or not, a bargain.
Going to be a lot of Giants this morning. We're going to continue with your calls. We'll get into the rest of the league as well as the morning goes on, and of course give you more of a preview of Jets 49ers. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.